Principle 8.1. Match the person to the design. When building a machine, design precedes people because the type of people you will need will depend on the design. As you design, create a clear mental image of the attributes required for each person to do their job well. It is futile to give responsibilities to people who do not have the qualities required to succeed. It frustrates and inevitably angers all parties, which is damaging to the environment. In order to match a person to the design, start by creating a spec sheet so that there will be a consistent set of criteria that can be applied from recruiting through performance reviews. Bridgewater's spec sheets use the same bank of qualities as our baseball cards. Don't design jobs to fit people. Over time, this almost always turns out to be a mistake. This often happens when someone you are reluctant to let go doesn't work out, and there is an inclination to try to find out what else that person can do. Frequently, managers fail to be objective about their own strengths and weaknesses and put themselves into roles that they're not a click for. A. Think through which values, abilities, and skills you are looking for, in that order. Values are the deep-seated beliefs that motivate behaviors and determine people's compatibilities with each other. People will fight for their values, and they are likely to fight with people who don't share them. Abilities are ways of thinking and behaving. Some people are great learners and fast processors, others possess the ability to see things at a higher level. Some focus more on the particulars, still others think creatively or logically or with supreme organization. Skills are learned tools, such as being able to speak a foreign language or write computer code. While values and abilities are unlikely to change much, most skills can be acquired in a limited amount of time. For example, software proficiency can be learned, and often change in worth. Today's most in-demand programming language is likely to be obsolete in a few years. It is important for you to know what mix of qualities is important to fit each role, and more broadly, what values and abilities are required in people with whom you can have successful relationships. In picking people for long-term relationships, values are most important, abilities come next, and skills are the least important. Yet most people make the mistake of choosing skills and abilities first and overlooking values. We value people most who have what I call the three C's: character, common sense, and creativity. If your people are bound by a sense of community and mission, and they are capable, you will have an extraordinary organization. Some people will value the mission and community, and others won't. Since at Bridgewater, the key shared values that maintain our culture are meaningful work and meaningful relationships, radical truth and radical transparency, and open-minded willingness to explore harsh realities, including one's own weaknesses, a sense of ownership, a drive for excellence, and the willingness to do the good but difficult things, we look for highly capable people who deeply want all of those things. B. Make finding the right people systematic and scientific. The process for choosing people should be systematically built out and evidence-based. You need to have a people-hiring machine in which the goals are clearly stated so that the outcomes can be compared with them, and the machine, the design, and the people producing the outcomes can evolve to improve. Organizations typically hire people by having job candidates' resumes reviewed by semi-random people based on semi-random criteria, which leads them to invite in candidates to have semi-random groups of people ask the candidates semi-random questions and then make their choices of whom to offer jobs based on the consensus of how they liked them. You need to make sure that each one of those steps is done more systematically and purposefully. For example, you should think through what questions are asked and how the different answers candidates give differentiate them in the ways you are seeking to differentiate them. You should also save all of those answers so you can learn about how indicative they might be of subsequent behaviors and performance. I do not mean that the human dimension or art of the hiring process should be eliminated. The personal values and esprit de corps part of a relationship are critically important and can't be fully measured by data. Sometimes the twinkle in the eye and the facial expressions are telling. However, even for those areas where people's subjective interpretations are important, you can still use data and a scientific approach to be more objective. For example, you can capture data to assess the track records of those making the interpretations. C. Hear the click. Find the right fit between the role and the person. Remember that your goal is to put the right people in the right design. First, understand the responsibilities of the role and the qualities needed to fulfill them, then ascertain whether an individual has them. When you're doing this well, there should be almost an audible click as the person you're hiring fits into his or her role. D. Look for people who sparkle, not just any old one of those. Too many people get hired because they are just one of those. If you're looking for a plumber, you might be inclined to fill the job with the first experienced plumber you interview without ascertaining whether he has the qualities of an outstanding plumber. Yet the difference between an ordinary plumber versus an outstanding one is huge. When reviewing any candidate's background, you must identify whether they have demonstrated themselves to be extraordinary in some way. The most obvious demonstration is outstanding performance within an outstanding peer group. If you're less than excited to hire someone for a particular job, don't do it. The two of you will probably make each other miserable. E. Don't use your pull to get someone a job. It is unacceptable to use your personal influence to help someone get a job because doing so undermines the meritocracy. It's not good for the job seeker because it conveys they did not really earn it. It is not good for the person doing the hiring because it undermines their authority, and it is not good for you because it demonstrates you will compromise merit for friends. It is an insidious form of corruption, and it must not be tolerated. The most you can do at Bridgewater in this respect is to provide a reference for someone you know well enough to endorse. Even though Bridgewater is my company, I have never deviated from this policy.